Hey everyone, today I want to talk to you about how to use content marketing to apply the seven marketing touches principle. One of the well-known marketing principles is that you need on average seven marketing touches before your marketing gets through to somebody. That means that minimally you need seven marketing touches to produce a sale. The people need to see your ad seven times at least before they're actually going to respond to it and do something. And I believe this is true more today than it ever has been. In fact, you know, with how flooded our lives have become with marketing and advertising hitting us from all different directions, we probably need much more than seven marketing touches before we reply or respond to an ad. And that's because with so much information coming at us all the time, we've learned to block out most of the ads that are aim towards us every day. And even if we see an ad and have an interest in what's being offered, we usually will forget about it unless we respond and take action right away. The problem is that nowadays we're so much less trusting of people, businesses, and organizations that we've decided we're not going to act right away. We've been burned too many times. We don't want to look stupid. We want to wait. We want to find out more about this person, this thing, this service. We want to make sure that we don't move too quickly because we don't want to look stupid. And that's why multiple marketing touches are so needed today. The question is, how does a business do that without looking pushy or without being drowned out by all the other marketing noise? And I would say that content marketing is the perfect way to create these touches. Here's why. Content marketing allows people to come to a place where they know, like, and they trust you. It happens from you providing consistent, solid content that helps them. I read a great book last year. It's called Moonwalking with Einstein, The Art and the Science of Remembering Everything. And it's a story about a writer named Joshua Foer who discovers this little-known world of memory athletes. I'd never heard of them before, but they're these people who compete in competitions around the world to display their ability to remember things. And it's a great book. You can find a link on my website, which is an affiliate link to Amazon. If you prefer not to use my affiliate link, that's fine. I always use affiliate links, but you're welcome to just go search for it yourself. Again, it's called Moonwalking with Einstein, The Art and Science of Remembering Everything. And in the book, Joshua learns these techniques and these methods, some of which are ancient techniques that have been used by Cicero and others to memorize, you know, these long speeches they used to have back in the day. And in the process of learning these techniques and the methods, Joshua does something amazing. He ends up competing in and winning the U.S. Memory Championship. And I mentioned the book to you because in it he reveals some interesting things that I think show why content marketing is so effective for use in multiple marketing touches. One of the things he reveals is that memory requires attention and focus. Without attention and focus, people don't remember things. And normal ads, normal marketing, isn't very good at that type of thing nowadays. But powerful content is. You need to create content that your prospects are searching for in the form that they're desiring it, and then you'll have a much higher chance of getting their attention and their focus. And with that, you'll have a chance of being remembered. Another thing he reveals is that we remember things that we're interested in. And so we need to create content that is tied to what our prospects are interested in, and that will allow our business to become more memorable. You can see my recent post on content marketing lessons from Christmas songs to see more examples of how to tie your marketing, your content marketing, into the things that people are thinking about, things on their minds, things that they're interested in. But let me tell you one other thing that he mentions that I think applies to what we're talking about today. He said that we remember stories, pictures, and absurd, unique things much better than any other details. That's why instead of just creating another ad, it's much more powerful to create visual, narrative, even absurd content. Visual visual, narrative, even absurd content. This will help your business or you to stand out and to be remembered. One last thing. The more that you can provide your content through different types of channels, the better. You want to find blogs, newspapers, YouTube channels, anything you can where you can create content that will be showcased or where you can be interviewed and featured so that people will discover your content all around them. Because when your prospects start to see you and your business showing up and being talked about everywhere, you'll have a much higher chance of getting on their radar. Your marketing touches will have much more impact. And I talk more about some of these lessons in my post, How Walt Disney Used Content Marketing to Launch and Finance Disneyland. You might hear my kids in the background walking down the hall from my home office. But just in closing, all of these things will allow you and your business to create multiple touches and allow your prospects to begin to know, to like, remember, and trust you. And that, more than anything, is the way that you will get sales nowadays. Take what I've talked about, apply it today, and let me know what happens. Have a good day. Bye.